But I want to talk about that voice for a second. I want to talk about that gay voice. You know, this, you know, the Gabriel's going to do what Gabriel's going to do. This voice, it's the gay voice. Not all gay men have this voice, but only gay men have this voice. And it's just gay men who have it. And it's not, it's definitely, like you've never heard any heterosexual. You've never heard any heterosexual in the history of the world ever who's ever said, like, guys, seriously, I want to go out tonight. I want to get so much pussy. I'm going to get so much pussy, you guys. Oh. No, never, never. That is a voice we attribute to gay people for a good reason. Because, and it's genetic. It's genetic, in other words. There's something, and it transcends culture and upbringing and class and era and economy and geography. It doesn't matter if you were raised in a family of three in the 50s in Flint, Michigan, or raised in a family of seven in fucking Dublin, Ireland in the 1890s. You know, it doesn't matter. It's genetic. It's something that happens, you know, it's like all these fucking asshole religious people say it's a choice, you know, like homosexuality is a choice. That is a choice people make to engage in this deliciously decadent, sinful behavior in God's eyes. They get together with their, you know, hot oil rub downs and whatnots. It's sinful, and you know, it's a fucking, it's genetics, not a choice. There's no fucking 16-year-old heterosexual boy, confused, socially awkward, you know, acne-scarred kid sitting around, you know, in his bedroom going, God, everyone hates me. And no girls, the girls that I like don't like me, and I don't know what to do, and the thought of having sex with another man, it's physically repellent to me. But you know, maybe it's time I invited even more nonstop harassment into my life. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, things have been going so easy. Why don't I just introduce the concept of getting the shit kicked out of me for no good reason by a bunch of fucking retards? What do they want? Yeah, that's good. That's a fun choice to make. That's a choice a lot of people are making, you know. Yeah. No, it's genetics. That's my point. There's something that happens in the gestation period where it splits off, and then you just suddenly, this is how it is. And, you know, it's the gene that makes you, when you're in a line at the pizza place and there's clearly a lot of people behind you who want to order, you know, sit there and be like, okay, let's see, what do I want? Ah, there's so many things here. I don't even know what half of this is. Okay. Let's see. I'll have sun-dried tomatoes. Okay. And let's see, what else? Well, that's a new one. Pan-seared pea snaps. Pan-seared pea snaps. I'll have some of that. And what kind of... Lover, do you want chèvre? Do you want bri-bri? Chèvre? Do you want chèvre? Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, it's genetics. And it also, interestingly enough, shares a kind of a similar thing, yet it's kind of the opposite, with something that's kind of a phenomenon, and that is it's not genetic.